Football Fridays are brought to you by Coors Light and the Low T Center. On Friday, Kylie Wong is in at 8, Wade Smith at 9. Join In the Loop with Brian Jones at 11 o'clock. You can also pick games with us, the Football Pick'em at SportsRadio610.com. You can win weekly prizes, plus the grand prize of a new pool table from a billiard factory. It's all brought to you by Coors Light. Grab your game day refreshment and the Low T Center. So now we'll move on to some different things. We'll obviously discuss the Astros a lot over the course of the morning. McClain is in with his thoughts coming up at 7:40. Seth, you found a really good video, and I'll set it up by saying it was Brian Baldinger who does some really fun video breakdowns on Twitter. You can follow him, whatever it is, Brian Baldinger NFL. I'm sure you can find it. And it was a running play for the Texans on Sunday with Alfred Blue that went for a loss of what seemed like 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah. And then Baldinger, like, he upset me a little bit because he's right to be critical of the offensive line in general, or the running game, I should say. He's not being specifically critical of the offensive line. But he shows this play, which was a bad play, where Ryan Griffin actually is probably the one that made the mental error here, not the offensive line. Wade Smith did a really good job of explaining exactly what happened. But the sentiment, Wade agreed with the sentiment. This is Brian Baldinger, and this is what annoyed me. Let's see. Despite the 3-win streak, is anyone, quote, mad as hell, unquote, about this? This is run game 101, but you have to be able to count to execute. Somebody has to be pissed off about this. I feel like Brian Baldinger, does he think that because the talking heads at NFL Network aren't talking about the Texans offensive line, then like nobody in Houston realizes that this offensive line has been a travesty for 4 years? I don't understand this. I'm angry that Baldinger thinks that people in Houston are like, hey, 3-game win streak. Everything's just hunky-dory. It's
Seth,
awesome.
The incompetence of this offensive line does not get enough respect nationally.
Yeah.
People need to be talking more nationally about the incompetence of the line.
People don't understand, or that would be Taylor Lewan. Bill O'Brien would say, like, look, people just don't understand that sometimes when your running back's getting tackled for a 3-yard loss, that it's actually not that bad because you don't watch film. That's what you need to know.
As Mark Ryan would say, the city of Houston needs to apologize to the NFL national media for not being critical enough of the offensive line by going to games at NRG Stadium.
So, in this play, actually, I think it's actually Ryan Griffin that messes up, but the truth is that I would include the run game in total, and why it's not just Mike Devlin, it's Bill O'Brien and some of his protection schemes. Baldinger had another one where it just showed the protection being botched. It's protection, it's run game blocking, it's a complete and total inattention to detail that's frankly embarrassing at times. Like the amount of times that offensive linemen go play without even touching a single person because they don't know what they're supposed to do, it's humiliating. Like, and I don't know, you don't have to be, I'm going to tell all you writers out there, you don't have to watch a film session with Bill O'Brien to know that. It's bad. It's really, really bad. That's all there is to it.
Here's a little snippet of what Brian Baldinger sounded like while breaking down a bad Texans run play.
This makes me so mad. It's just ridiculous. This is ISO lead. Ryan Griffin is in there right now to block Micah Hyde. They're in a 7-man box. You've got 6 blockers. You've got to block the 6 most dangerous players. These are the 6 most dangerous players right here. Lamb is going to block the end. Griffin is going to lead on Micah Hyde. Right here, you've got to take this double team here between Fulton and Martin up to Milano. And you take this double team of Kelementi and Davenport right up here to Edmonds. That's what you do. And you turn the end loose. That's what you got to do. But you cannot do this 6 weeks into the season. You can't do this and take this double team back to Edmonds and turn Matt Milano free. You can't do this. You can't do this. This is ridiculous. This is what Lamar Miller is looking at. You want to know why they can't run the ball? They can't count, for crying out loud. It's inexcusable. You can't make this error right here. God, this is horrible. Just horrible. This team could be so freaking good. They're just so bad up front.
Yeah, and it's true, and I include Ryan Griffin in that, which is partly, and
he's
I
part
agree
of it.
With Wade, I think that it was actually Ryan Griffin that made the wrong block in there. Deshaun Watson was coming in to block another guy. But anyway, regardless, a lot of the errors do come down to simple counting errors, and that is why high school coaches watching the Texans sometimes have a right to question, like, what exactly are these guys doing? Like, why can they not count? And usually it goes back to when intelligent people all of a sudden can't count, it's because they don't actually know what they're... You would be amazed at how often NFL players will go into a game and basically be like, I honestly, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. Like these guys, I don't know. They threw something up on the board on Friday. I don't get it. I don't understand. And that's what it seems like with these. It's bad coaching. Like, and it's all, I don't know what to say about it. Other than that, I'm not saying it maliciously. I'm not attacking anybody. They don't have good football players, but those bad football players are made immeasurably worse by not knowing what the hell they're supposed to be doing out there. And I don't know what to do about it or say about it other than that. It's not a well-coached offense.
These are basic things. Just first off, putting in the effort for an entire play. We tweeted out a picture yesterday of Seth doing a dramatic reenactment of Kendall Lamb and the play where he did not get up and actually make any effort on after he had been beat. And then you add this in where they don't know what they're doing. So you're stupid and you're not trying.
Yeah.
Well, in a nutshell, you know?
And part of it, too, is that, okay, like, Ryan Griffin's not a good blocker. Like, I like Ryan Griffin as a player, but, like, he's and is a receiving threat. He's not a good blocker.
He never has been.
Yeah, Jay Prosh wasn't either, but at least he was a fullback. Jay Prosh, the problem is your fullback's got to also be able to catch passes these days to make it worth it. So I understand what they're doing and getting rid of the fullback. I prefer having a fullback on my football team. Other people disagree. It's more of just a preference.
I'm back with you, Seth. You know what? Bring a fullback back. I watched what the fullback for New England was doing in the last couple of weeks, and you know what?
Devlin?
The Texans, if they have no offensive linemen that are competent and their tight ends can't block, you got to bring some sort of thumper back in here.
The biggest problem, though, is that they're also, Bill O'Brien, Rick Smith, Brian Gain might be different. He's only had 1 year of work to do this. I don't think they're good evaluators of offensive line or fullbacking talent. I think they're suckers for dudes with big biceps and tattoos, and they think that, like, oh,
glam.
He looks like an old-school sailor. He must be a tough guy. Like, well, no. You have to block people. So Ryan Griffin, he's your quasi fullback at this point. He's not a good blocker. Like, it doesn't, drawing something up on a chalkboard does not get people blocked. Like, technique, understanding what's going on the field. These are the things that get things blocked. I don't, but again, Mike Devlin will have a job. Bill O'Brien will continue to be the, Bill O'Brien needs to understand. There is no shame in being a Tom Coughlin. There's no shame in being a Marv Levy. Neither of those guys called plays. Tom Coughlin might have been the offensive coordinator for like 1 year in his career as a head coach. There's no shame in that. I think Bill O'Brien has the ability to be a really good NFL head coach. I do not think he's all that adept as an offensive coordinator. You look back through his career, he had one, like, respectable year at Penn State, given the circumstances. He had one really good year at Georgia Tech. Other than that, and I don't count the Tom Brady year. That just doesn't count.
That's fair.
Other than that, he's never really had a respectable offense. Usually he's 50% or below, whether it's in NCAA stats or NFL stats as a head coach or coordinator. And I don't know, like, at this point, where do you get the evidence that Bill O'Brien actually knows what he's doing as an offensive coordinator? You can make a bunch of excuses for him. But I don't understand where you get, like, what's the argument for him?
Let me try to play O'Brien's attorney, I guess.
Yeah, no, do it. Like, I'm honestly, like, I'd like to know.
I would say, basically, let's isolate O'Brien as an offensive coordinator. I would say if you broke down enough plays, you would probably figure out that the players are missing some plays, especially, I would say, like, earlier in the down that are available that Deshaun might not be hitting or some other guys. I also think that their effort, and I include, like, Hopkins and some of the receivers, like, there are some running plays, even some of the screens. Like, the screens, if you block screens well, they can work, but sometimes the effort on those does not seem like it's great.
Right, but you're supposed to be defending him. That's all execution of plays, which is a coach function.
Yeah,
like, I'm not asking about his play calling.
This is hard.
I'm asking about his overall. And that's
God, this is hard.
And also, you're talking about this year. This is the problem with Bill O'Brien. I think people are impressed with his intelligence, and he probably interviews real well, and he understands the philosophy of football. I need to find evidence of his actual prowess as an offensive coordinator over the course of his career, and I don't find it when I look at his record.
My prediction, if the Texans go in between 7-9 and 9-7 and finish a game or two back of the postseason, I think O'Brien will hire a new offensive coordinator and a new offensive line coach. And I'm not saying that that is the right solution. I'm not saying that'll work. I'm saying I'm predicting right now that's what will happen.
And it needs to be. This is the key. It needs to be somebody as smart or smarter than him. You can't continue to hire lackeys like George Godsey, who will do your bidding and be your minion. You need to actually find somebody. Maybe they differ from your philosophy a little bit. Don't be afraid to learn something from your offensive coordinator.